Dit is SBS Dutch.
Peter van der Hogenband, still in Australia, a big Olympic icon, 24 years after Sydney. Now watching the Olympics in Paris from the sidelines as a team manager of the Dutch Olympic team. How are you experiencing this Olympic Games?
I think it's the Olympics are well organized, and it's nice to be in Paris. Of course, we're from Holland, so Paris is a nearby city, and in France, of course. But like you said, in Sydney, that was a fantastic Olympic Games. The way how it was organized, how the people in Australia love their sports. For me, as a participant, I will never forget the experience we had as an athlete. And hopefully, I think the athletes from this generation will experience a great Olympics, because in Tokyo, everything was different. And of course, we were facing all the measurements because COVID-19 was very an important thing going on in the Olympic Village, but also in the competition. So we're so happy that 3 years after those Olympics that we can have Olympics like this in Paris, and we saw great achievements by the athletes, the key players of the Olympics.
In Australia in 2000, you were a winner. How much do you feel a winner over here in Paris? Because the Dutch are doing very well, especially in the second part of the Olympics.
Yes, but Jaap, you know me for several years. I'm not here as a winner. For me, the winners are the athletes. They put a lot of effort in it to become a participant, to become an Olympian, and to be successful at the Olympics. That's a great achievement. And for myself, as a chef de mission, I'm not a winner. I'm just looking at the winners, and I'm really enjoying to see it, and I'm proud of them. It's nice to see what all the effort and what they did to be successful. So it's nice to be in the background and watch a lot of fantastic performances, great achievement by our athletes, but also worldwide. Like for example, to see Djokovic win the Olympic gold, that was fantastic. In the basketball place, we have these Olympics, great achievement by the best athletes of the world.
And how do you look at the achievement of the Australian Olympians, especially the swimming team?
Yes, of course. I still have some good friends in the who are involved in the Australian swimming team. Of course, my old coach, Jaco Verhaere, he was there for several years, and he has great relationships with all the coaches and all the swimmers. So I always follow their achievement, and they did pretty well. And it also makes me proud. Of course, I have to support the Dutch, and I support the Dutch. But if there are no Dutch in the water, I'll support the Australian swimmers.
Well, everybody remembers the battles between you and Ian Thorpe. How's your contact with Ian Thorpe at the moment?
Very good. He was here in Paris. We had contact. Unfortunately, I couldn't see him. We're still friends ever since, so I'm happy to have a friend and a former opponent like him. And he's I really, really respect him. He's a really, really nice guy. And some months ago, Michael Klim, another Australian friend, was in Amsterdam. And in the Olympic Village, Daniel Kowalski was there, and he beat me in Atlanta. So I was happy to see him. And because of I got beaten in Atlanta, he really motivated me to give my best in Sydney. So it's good to have some old friends, to be surrounded by good old Australian friends.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.